I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her talk show is live streaming and her accusations left Denise steaming. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Brandi Glanville and Z-Way now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun. MCAC on Bravo TV.
Candy Apple, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen, but you can also call me a hypocrite. Let me explain. During tonight's Beverly Hills reunion, I said we had heard enough from Brandi Glanville and that she didn't have anything to add to the conversation. Well, I'm about to do this entire show with my foot in my mouth because my first guest is someone who Denise has repeatedly called a liar, making the sickest burn she's gotten from a housewife named Richard since Slut Pig. Please welcome the host of the Brandi Glanville Unfiltered podcast, Brandi Glanville. Hey, Brandi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, great to see you. My next guest is a comedian, writer, and Bravo superfan whose weekly talk show on Instagram Live is getting rave reviews. Please welcome Z-Way. Hi, Z-Way.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This is a big night, Z-Way.
Huge. This is the best night of my life.
Z-Way, before I get into what I have to talk to Brandi about. I know you're a gigantic Housewives fan. Do you have a tagline for us?
My tagline is, it's my way or Z-Way, which is also my way.
Slow claps.
Thank you. I wrote
think
that
that's
myself.
Very good. That's very good. Well, while Erica was the one who recently played Roxy Hart on Broadway, it was Brandi who was the name on everyone's lips at tonight's reunion. So I want to get her response to much of the Denise drama. Here we go. Brandi, what was your motivation for revealing this information about Denise on the show? And were you expecting her to own it after you said it?
My motivation is, you know, my off-camera life is the same as my on-camera life. So if I'm talking about it off-camera, I come on camera, I'm talking about it on camera. And I was a little bit pissed at her.
Were you friends with Denise or just acquaintances? Because Denise's characterization of your relationship and your text messages seems different than how you describe it.
We were definitely friends, and more than friends, actually. So I don't understand where she is. I think she's just so confused. She contradicts herself constantly. So it's I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Are you surprised that Rinna believes you over her longtime friend, Denise?
No, I think that Rinna is a truth seeker and they all know, like, I might be an asshole, but I do tell the truth. Like, look at everything I've done in the past. It's all assholic but truthful.
Well, you know, there were a lot of people saying when Kyle kept making that argument, and a lot of people were tweeting and saying, but what about this that Brandy said, and what about that that Brandy said that maybe turned out to not be true? Do you have any response to that?
I think that everything that I've said in the past is true. I mean, did I say, oh, you might be doing crystal meth in the bathroom? Because I felt like she was doing drugs in the bathroom. I didn't know it was crystal meth, but like I do hurl accusations when I'm pissed. I have a temper.
What was your alleged rendezvous with Denise a one-time thing, or were there other things?
The first night I met Denise, we made out in the bathroom. She asked to see my tits because she said she had to get her boobs redone. We went into the restroom. She threw me against the wall and we were making out, but we were wasted and it was fun. And I'm like, I'm down for fun. And then she invited me away to her set and we f***ed, and that was it.
Okay. What did Denise say about Teddy, by the way?
The only thing Denise said to me about Teddy was that she was disgusting and was living in her father's shadow. So anything else she said about Teddy, she said to someone else, but bitch is forgetful.
Will you reveal who it was that you told Denise you slept with from the Beverly Hills cast? Did you actually tell her that you slept with someone on the cast?
I have never slept with anyone on the cast. I think they're all beautiful, but it's never happened, never came out of my mouth. Just like, it's just blatant lies. It would have to be Rinna or Kyle, and it wasn't either of them. And if I could choose, I would pick Erica.
All right. Oh my God, I love it. You just answered questions I didn't even ask. Now, if you had been a part of the reunion, what would you have most wanted to ask or say to Denise?
You know, I think that the second I said what I said, I spoke the truth. I haven't seen her since. I haven't had a conversation with her since. And I just want to sit down with her and be like, listen, we were both drunk. It happened. And if Aaron doesn't care, why are we making a big deal out of this? Like, it's, I, like Rinna said, I do think that the, you know, the crime is less than the cover up. I really agree with Rinna on that.
Okay. Z-Way, any quick reaction to any of the conversation I just had? I know your ears are burning.
I'm here humble, listening to you, learning from you. I have so many questions, but ultimately your truth is your truth. So, yeah.
There you go. Well, Z-Way is a graduate of Northwestern University, and I sure hope her degree included a minor in housewifian studies, because she's about to give her analysis of the Bravo drama du jour. Here we go. Do you agree with Garcelle that the women hesitated to really get into it with her because they were nervous about Black social media coming for them?
If they're not nervous, they should be. Black social media, you don't want a Boston headline written about you being a racist. That's never a good time.
Kyle is still pissed about Dorit's comments regarding her fashion show. Is Kyle being too sensitive, or was Dorit in the wrong?
I think if Kyle's sensitive about being unprepared for her fashion show, she shouldn't have been unprepared for her fashion show.
We are gearing up for the big blow up between Monique and Candace. Whose side do you anticipate being on?
I am on the viewer's side, because ultimately I think there are no winners but us, an audience.
Thoughts on Karen's musical invite to her housewarming party, as well as her Beyoncé-inspired entrance?
Absolutely off-key, but I did love that hat. I love an iconic hat, so shout out to Karen Huger. Rihanna loves her as well, so I'm in good company.
Over in New York, your reaction to Dorinda's exit from the show?
Dorinda is an icon, but Berkshires will miss it terribly, but the way she bullied Tinsley was hard to watch.
Favorite moment in Leah's freshman season?
Favorite moment in Leah's freshman season is her taking the tiki torches, saying, you don't know what this means, and then hurling them across the Ramona's lawn. That is an ally if I've ever seen one.
All right. Thank you very much, Z-Way. Let's be honest, Brandy Glanville is not usually one to have regrets, but if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that A, Zoom happy hours are more fun in theory, and B, we should always expect the unexpected. So Brandy, I'm going to run through some iconic moments from your time in Beverly Hills. You tell us, do you regret it? Brandi Glanville, do you regret making peace with Sheena?
No.
Do you regret playfully slapping Lisa Vanderpump across the face in Amsterdam?
Not at all.
Okay. Do you regret accusing Kim of doing drugs in the bathroom?
Nope.
Do you regret shading Rinna's signature do and calling it a wig?
Not at all. Look at her. Look at how far she's come.
Do you regret the comment you made to Joyce by the pool?
Yes, of course. You know, I wish Jacqueline well. I've apologized for a long time.
Do you regret shoving Kyle at Eileen's poker night?
No.
Do you regret telling Kyle that nobody wants her, including her husband, during her gay mixer?
I do regret that. That was definitely a little bit below the belt.
We have a regret from Brandi Glanville.
What?
Do you regret saying you to me at the season 5 reunion after I compared your relationship with LVP to that of a puppy biting its owner?
No.
Do you regret bringing up the Mauricio cheating tabloid rumors to Kyle?
Of course I do.
All right, thank you very much. We got a few regrets there, folks. Z-Way, Erica from Virginia wants to know your thoughts about how Kyle approached Garcelle about the donation to her charity.
Shady as heck. I mean, there were months between that charity and that reunion taping, so clearly it was for, you know, drama, not for the children.
Brandi, is there anything from tonight's reunion, I should have asked you this at the top of the show, that stuck out at you that you wanted to respond to or you feel was a mischaracterization?
No, I think that when Denise is claiming that she has texts that are really bad, like, please show them because she doesn't. And maybe she has an app for that. Apparently she said she did, so. But I will say, Z-Way, as far as like the Garcelle thing goes, that night I bid $1,000 and they came over to me immediately and they got my credit card. So I'm sure that that happened with Garcelle as well. So I don't think it was as shady as you think it was. That's just my opinion because I was there.
Brandi, Whitney G wants to know what non-Beverly Hills Bravo celebrities would we be surprised to know have reached out saying they were Team Brandi?
I would say maybe Heather Locklear.
Really?
Wow.
You heard from Heather Locklear. The two of you have been chatting. On DM, you've been chatting?
So Heather just reached out to me and said thank you with a bunch of hearts and prayers. And I was like, it just made me feel like I was probably bringing this side of Denise out for everyone to see. And I wrote back, of course, the truth always comes out. And she wrote a bunch more hearts. And then I said, hey, you should be on Watch What Happens Live with me. And she said, I've already had a cease and desist from Denise, so I'm not going to do it.
Wow. Z-Way, hot tea.
Hot tea. I mean, the best types of housewives are the ones that are inconsistent, the ones that stretch the truth, the ones that, you know, they live in their own reality. So Denise is a fantastic housewife.
We have a lot of viewer questions for you. Brandi, Brianna D wants to know, what do you think about Rinna calling the reunion BS since you weren't there?
I think that it's not BS, to be honest. Like, they have their own issues. I shot 4 episodes at the end. Like, deal with your own issues, and then I'll deal with mine.
All right. Z-Way, Robin Thede, our friend Robin Thede, tweeted a question for you wanting to know which Real Housewife could rock your signature white eyeshadow line without appropriating while doing it.
Definitely Denise Richards. I mean, she's drop dead gorgeous.
All right. She's Denise effing Richards, by the way.
And I'm Denise Richards.
Brandi, Arel124 said, if Denise was at the finale party, what would you have wanted to say to her? And also, do you regret texting her that you would be at the party knowing that she wouldn't attend?
I didn't know that Denise wouldn't attend the party if I texted her, because ultimately, she's a pretty strong woman. You've seen that in the past. Like, she's not afraid to confront things. She's, like, in Camille's face. I really just wanted to have a conversation with her and let her know how I felt. That I didn't try to not have her come to the party.
You know, Brandy, if what you're saying is true, do you think that there's, you know, do you think that there's a chance that she's just like, look, I don't want this out there on TV, and so I just want to kind of brush it under the rug? And if so, isn't that kind of okay?
You know what, Andy? I believe that that's what she ultimately wants, but you're on a reality show, and everything that is your life will be shared. All the skeletons will come out. You don't get to pick and choose what you want on the show. I'm sorry, you just don't. So if you're going to do a reality show, you have to share it all. Like Bethany said, share it all.
Mention it all, she said.
Well, whatever. It all.
Well, one thing is for sure about Brandy Glanville. She and my father have a flirtation that has gone back for many years. In fact, look what's hanging in my parents' laundry room. That's right.
God.
I mean, American Gothic indeed. So I have a little surprise for Brandy. Say hi to my parents, Evelyn and Lou Cohen from St. Louis. There they are. Hi, guys. Mom and Dad, you're going to help us get to the bottom of some things Brandy has and has not done. My parents are going to read statements about Brandy. Z-Way, you and I are going to guess, has Brandy done it? Brandy, you will confirm or deny. Okay, Mom and Dad, what's the first fact about Brandy?
In her true potty mouth fashion, Brandy once told Karl Lagerfeld to F off.
Z-Way, what do you think? I believe it. Do you?
I believe it.
Brandy?
I did. Of course. Wow. He sent me home from the fashion show. He said, I have a short neck. I said, go yourself off. And that was really where my modeling career was stunted.
And and so reality television made it open the doors for Brandy. Okay, Dad, give me another one.
During one particularly hot and heavy makeout sesh, Brandy accidentally bit a guy's tongue so hard he needed stitches.
Z-Way, what do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do too. Brandy?
No, I'm the best kisser ever.
Ah, all right. Okay, Mom.
While out on a date with Matt LeBlanc, Brandy was too grossed out to kiss him because he let his dog lick his ice cream cone. Ooh.
Z-Way, what do you think? I think yes. I say yes to everything.
I think yes.
Brandy?
Yes, 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 yes. It was disgusting. I'm not going to kiss you after you lick your ice cream and feed it to your dog. I was like 20, by the way, so...
Was there a second date, Brandy?
No, I ended up dating David Schwimmer for like 3 months because we went on a double date with my girlfriend Michelle and they didn't hit it off, so yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay, Dad.
Brandy once borrowed a tchotchke from Andy's office just to see if he would notice, but he never did, so she kept it.
I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about it, but I kind of believe it.
Yeah, definitely.
Brandy?
I am not a thief. I would never do that.
Okay, good. Okay, Mom, give us the last one.
The craziest place Brandy's ever done the deed is in a furniture store. I hope it wasn't on the table we bought.
I think that's true. What about you, Z-Way?
Definitely true.
Brandy?
Yeah, it was with the Latin guy, JR, the Mauricio's friend. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. All right. It all comes back. Brandy, before we go, anything you want to say to my dad?
Lou, I miss you. Yeah. I think about you every day. The fact that that woman's there with you is okay because she's taking care of you, but I literally often think of you.
Well, that's like really
right here in my heart, right there.
And you too, and you're still looking as great as you did the last time I saw you.
Oh my God.
All right, you two. Brandy, anything else you want to say before we let you go and we'll go to the after show? Is there anything else you want to clear up or you feel like you want to get off your chest?
No, I'm not lying. I think that my issue with Denise is my issue with Denise. I think some of the other girls had their own issue, but they piled my issue on to theirs, which I was not a part of their issue. So now when I watch it, I kind of feel sorry for her because I didn't really know that all of that was happening. However, she's lying.
Okay. All right. Well, since Bravo is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, it's time for
This Day in Bravo History.
Thank you, Paul. Today marks the 12-year anniversary of the premiere of the Rachel Zoe Project back in 2008. Before the fact that it's been 12 years makes you say, I die. Take a look at this moment from the premiere of Rachel. It's Rachel doing what Rachel does best.
Love this one.
Yeah,
I know.
This is beautiful, but I feel like she's gonna look like she's wearing lingerie. This is kind of sad. I think it's too, like, conservative. This is, like, my favorite look from the show. And the low back, I mean, I die.
Don't you just love the classics? I do. I want to thank Brandy and Z-Way for being here. Tomorrow night, Heather Thompson and Aaron Andrews at 10 after the Roni reunion. Watch our after show on Twitter Live now. Good night, everybody. Thanks, you two.
Good night. Bye, Z-Way. I'll see you soon.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, it's the Watch What Happens Live after show with Brandy Glanville, host of Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. New episodes weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. She's celebrating her 9th year doing the podcast. Music video dropped today for Z-Way's Make It Clap for Democracy from her Generation Z-Way album. You can see it on YouTube and all streaming platforms today. Brandy, John Matt V wants to know if you ever tried to articulate to Denise how she made you feel like a cheater before going to Kyle and Teddy.
Absolutely, I did. I sent her 2 text messages. We had a huge fight, and she convinced me to delete them, which is interesting. And now they're in the cloud, and I have to find them, but we definitely did.
Z-Way, who's a bigger diva, Desus or Mero? Daniel S. wants to know. You're a writer for Desus and Mero, of course.
They are both angels from heaven. No diva tendencies whatsoever. They are sweethearts. They really are.
Very good.
Awesome. Yeah.
I love them. No, I love them. Brandy Aiden O emailed and wants to know, what do you think Denise and Rinna's text messages look like? And why do you think Denise was so threatening about revealing them?
I don't think that Denise and Rinna have any crazy text. Like, my problem is with Denise. I want to shake her. She doesn't know what she's saying half the time. She doesn't remember what she said. And she just needs to watch a show back. Take some notes, bitch.
Z-Way, Paige V said, out of all your baited guests so far, who were you most pleasantly surprised by and who were you not? Who was the worst interview?
I was so surprised by Alexis Nyers because Pretty Wild was, you know, such a moment in pop culture, and she was this wild, bombastic teenager, and she wasn't really that person as an adult. I won't say who my worst interview was. Every interview has a special place in my heart.
Anything else you want to say to Brandy?
Brandy, you're iconic. You gave us some fantastic catchphrases. And, you know, shout out to you for your service in the housewife universe. Truly.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. I look forward to doing your show and then having you do our show.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
We're doing that.
Well,
no, be kind to me. I swear, please. I'm scared.
No, I will be so kind. I will be so kind, but I will, you know, make faces. But that's just, yeah. That's just my chalk.
Fine.
Well, Z-Way, you've said that you love a reality star that is bad at lying. And while I know you embrace the Housewives' imperfections, I want to know what your perfect Bravo world would look like with, if you could have your Z-Way. Z-Way, name one retired housewife you most want to see come back.
Joanna Krupa / Real Housewives of Miami.
Okay. Girl. Do you want to see more or less T'Challa?
I wish T'Challa had his own talking head. I wish he was holding champagne. I think he deserves much more time on screen.
I love T'Challa.
Which housewives text would you most want to read?
I would love to read Karen Huger because she says that she dictates to Siri, so I want to know what else Siri has gotten wrong.
Name one housewife you want to take a lie detector test and something you'd want to ask her.
I would like to ask Lisa Rinna why. Just why.
She's down for the cause, babe. She's making the best show that she can make. She's down for the cause. And
she really is.
The best housewife there is. Like, that's it.
She's an incredible.
Which friend of is most deserving of being a real housewife? Sutton, Marlo, Charisse.
Marlo Hampton deserves to get her flowers. She deserves a peach. She's been working overtime.
Yes,
and after she
I
got
agree.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Do you enjoy a reunion walk-off, or at this point, are they tiresome?
I mean, it's a perfect time for me to go to the bathroom. So in some ways, I think it's a perfect pacing.
Which current Real Housewife would you fire if you had your Z-Way?
The housewife I would fire, unfortunately, is Teddy Mellencamp, who seems like, you know, a fine woman, but, you know,
She's a accountability coach. She's the accountability coach.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. But she's, I really like Teddy.
All right, let's leave it there. Z-Way, I love your eyes into the camera. It's my favorite thing today. I want to thank Brandy and Z-Way. You guys, this has been quite a show. I need to digest it all. This was really big. Thank you. And Brandy, I made you a promise. I'm coming on your podcast soon. So I'm really excited. We're gonna figure that out. And I'm very excited. Congratulations on 9 years. Of doing
Congrats.
The show. For more,
also
click around.
Each other shows.
Yes,
let's do each other's shows. I can't wait to ask you questions about Winston Churchill.
Yeah, fuck you.
Right, because there was a moment where, Brandy, didn't you think Winston Churchill was black?
Yeah. Iconic. Icon.
It is like.
I went to public high school and then I left for modeling. I'm not that bright. Just kidding.
All good.
No
Listen.
One that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's an iconic.
We're going to leave it there. For more, click around bravotv.com, guys. Thanks, you two. That was great.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.